Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, wow. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for tuning in again, those who are listening via cell phone and those who are listening via my show page live on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. I really can't thank you guys enough for tuning in to the show. The show really grows every day. From the numbers I look at every day, the show is growing. And it's just a tribute to you guys maybe telling someone about the show, or, of course, I tell people about the show every day. But people are listening. I guess they like the subjects of the show, they like the episodes, or they like listening to me, I guess. I don't know. That's all a tribute to you guys. Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, it's cold outside, right? That means cover up. That means wear something warm. That means get in from out of the cold as fast as you can. Now, I've been seeing people all day with short sleeves on. And I guess some people are less susceptible to cold or flu than others, I'm sure. Why do you risk, you know, putting yourself through that? I just hate being sick. And then you run the risk of infecting others. Y'all with me? So take care of yourselves, guys, and just cover up and stay warm so that you can it'll be less risk of getting the cold or flu. Okay? So do that for me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's episode, guys, I know you probably got show notes about the show today. And talk about a different subject today. I guess I'll do it tomorrow. But after hearing this story, I had to talk about this, okay? Today's episode is called Pastors. Who ministers to them? In other words, who do they listen to? Okay? And I know, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, they get the word. They get the word from the man himself upstairs. And, you know, they read the Bible. And they bring the word to their congregation. Right? Stand that. And the church that we started and we used to go to, the pastor there, he was one who ministered to other pastors. That was his job. He used to minister other pastors. And I say that because, and I wanted to do this because that's what I always wonder. Who ministers? Who do the pastors listen to? Okay, now pastors are in the pulpit and they're ministering to their congregation, right? Okay, now who ministers to them? Because they're also human beings, right? They're men and they're women, just like you and I. A lot of them have jobs just like you and I. A lot of them go through things just like you and I. You hear things about pastors all the time. I mean, I did a show about a pastor not long ago in Troup County down in LaGrange who was assaulting or raping his ex-wife. And she had multiple sclerosis. She had a disease and she couldn't do for herself. And so you think, man, that guy was going through something to do something like that, right? So you got these pastors that are in the pulpit that are ministering to their congregation that are at the exact same time going through things that the congregation also goes through. Okay, they're going through something that's something personal. Okay? Something that's bothering them. I mean, their lives aren't a bed of roses. Okay? Y'all with me? Whose life is a bed of roses? Okay, so they have things that they go through. They have problems and tough times in their lives as well. But when you as a member of the congregation having a tough time, then you go to the pastor and y'all sit down and you talk and hopefully come up with some type of solution to your problem. Come up with some type of insight to your problem. To whom does he go to for his problems? Because he goes through things, or she goes through things, because there are a lot of female pastors out there, or she goes through things that, you know, everyone else does. They have problems in their families. They have problems in their marriages. You know, you hear about some pastors being, you know, having illegitimate children. Okay? But they're human beings. They're men. They're women, just like we are. A lot of people don't understand that, but they do. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, here's my story, and this is what pushed me to do this show, okay? This is what pushed me to do this show. There was a pastor in Macon, Georgia. You know, that's just south of Atlanta, bro. An hour or so south of Atlanta. There's a pastor in Macon, Georgia. And I'm going to read you guys this story. It's a short story, but you'll understand why I'm doing this show. The pastor of a Macon church fatally shot himself outside his home after Sunday morning service, a coroner says. The Reverend Teddy Parker Jr. pastor of Bibb Mount Zion Baptist Church, was found dead at his home following service. Now, his wife found him in the driveway of their Warner Robins home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Parker, 41, and wife Laurencia Sims Parker have two daughters, according to the church's website. Parker attended high school in Fairbanks, Alaska, and attended Theology International Seminary in Plymouth, Florida. He entered the ministry when he was 22, ordained in fellowship at Fellowship Bible Baptist Church, where he also taught Sunday school and served as a youth pastor, the church's website states. We consider this a private matter between the family and the BMZ Church family. We kindly ask that the public respect our privacy at this time. Okay? The Reverend Teddy Parker Jr. was found dead outside his home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head following Sunday service at Bibb Mount Zion Baptist Church. The Christian Post reported that Parker sent his wife and two daughters to church ahead of him before the service. When he didn't show up, they went out looking for him. I'm very surprised. This was a quote from one of the members. He said, "I'm very surprised because Pastor Parker didn't preach that. He preached totally against suicide. It's something that the congregation don't really understand." The Post also cited a 2010 sermon, "Facing Your Storm with Confidence," in which Parker told his parishioners there had been moments in his life when he did not feel his connection with God. Read that again. Parker told his parishioners there had been moments in his life where he did not feel his connection with God. Okay, this is the pastor now. "I try to pray, but I don't feel like God is hearing me," Parker said at the time. "I try to serve, but I don't feel like God is using me." And there are times in your life when God purposely withdraws from you. He doesn't withdraw for the sake of leaving you, but he withdraws so you can grow and mature. Okay? And you can go and look at this online. They got this story online. Just Google pastor in Macon, Georgia. So, you know, this pastor was going through something. Y'all with me? He was going through something. And the sermon where he talked about it was 2010. Now it's 2013. So do you think that he was, you know, marinating in this for 3 years? You think he was marinating in this feeling for 3 years? You think it was more than 3 years that he was marinating in this feeling? He said that God, he felt that there's no connection with God at times. He felt like God was not using him. Okay? So, when pastors feel like that, who do they talk to? Who do they have to talk to? Do they just hold it inside? And and pray every night? Or do they have someone that they can go and sit down with and talk about things like this? See, a lot of you guys don't understand. Pastors that are in the pulpit every Sunday preaching to you, trying to tell you how to live your life according to the Bible. But you got to understand that they're people just like you are. They go to the bathroom just like you do. They have to sit down and eat every day just like you do. So don't put them on these high pedestals that can't be reached, because that's not the case. Pastors go through things just like we do. Okay? Some of them handle things differently, just like we do. And you got to understand that they may be in the pulpit preaching to you guys about something. And think about it. They may be going through that same thing that they're preaching about in their lives, in their personal lives, right there. Okay? They're going through it too. I got a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, Frank. I want to thank you for doing this show. This is a really good show. And it hit me when you said that, you know, we put pastors on pedestals and, you know, look up to them and we forget that they're human because, you know, I'm sure this pastor, they say, I read the story as well, had over 600, you know, parishioners waiting on him at that second service. So we know he got a bigger church than that. So, you know, a lot of those people, I'm sure, looked up to him. So hopefully they don't look at the man and say, it's okay to commit suicide. You know, my pastor did it. It freed him or whatever, you know, misconstrued because, like you said, I mean, he's human and he was going through something. So, you know, we have to, you know, look through them to receive the word, which God is, you know, bringing to them and not look at that person as, you know, the end all to our spirituality, you know. So I was just calling to say this was a good show and maybe to help some people, you know, deal with that great loss. And you know, prayers go out to his family and everybody. I'm sure everybody is confused and upset, but like you said, it's a person and they do people like things.
Right, right. And I appreciate you calling and keep listening to the show. You're exactly right. But thank you for your call, okay?
All right, thanks. Bye.
Again, just like the caller said, you know, this is a sad story. It's a very sad story, but you know, you have to understand too, like I tell people all the time, God doesn't make mistakes. Okay? He doesn't make mistakes. When things like this happen, they happen for a reason. And you may not know the reason at the time. Sometimes that reason comes out later on in life. And you say, oh, man, I didn't know that he had another family across town. And he was all worried about that. I'm not saying that was his deal, but I'm just saying. That could have been his deal. That happens to pastors because they're people just like we are. They're people just like we are. And, you know, If you don't understand that, then you aren't listening. You aren't even listening to your pastor. Okay? And they go through things just like we do. And I wanted to do this story because, like I said again, a lot of people put these pastors and ministers and bishops and all these people on these pedestals. And they shouldn't. They should go there, look at him as someone who's giving them the word. You know, they're a conduit. They're just a conduit. And a conduit is something that passes through something. So he's a conduit of the word from the Bible, right? So he's the word is coming to you through him. In other words, you're going to church to learn and understand the Bible through the pastor. But the pastor, they're real people, just like we are. They go through things just like we do. And I, you know, my condolences go out to his family and his kids, his relatives, and of course his congregation. Obviously the guy was doing something right. He's been, you know, ministering to people for 20 years, only 42 years old, but he felt like he needed to take his own life. Okay? He preached against that. But for whatever that he was going through, he felt like it was time to stop the hurt. Because that's why he did it. To stop the hurt. Okay? He's hurting. He's hurting. And his congregation didn't even know it. Okay? Because, of course, he's not telling them. They come to him with their stuff. Right? It's sad. It's sad. And I've got a little heavy heart for him right now. And I feel for him. And I hope you guys pray for his soul or whatever. But this pastor was going through a tough time. All of them do. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you, your calls and your ears, and continue to listen to the show, guys. I have a great show set for you tomorrow, so don't miss it. Same place, same time tomorrow. And I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And remember to bundle up, because it's going to be cold tonight and in the morning. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Take care, guys.
You want me to stay?